Welcome to the Bundesbag Preview Podcast, a ride on the football fairground. Hello again, and welcome back for another Bundesbag Preview Podcast for, well, it's week five, it's match day five, or round five, or whatever you want to call it. Midweek fixtures this time around, largely due to international breaks and whatnot. They occasionally chuck fixtures in midweek, nothing like as many times as the Premier League do, but anyway, we'll crack on then and have a quick look. We won't dwell too long this week because it's been a busy week, and I'll be back again in a few days' time with a blog post and with more previews for the next weekend. So let's just have a quick look at what we've got to look forward to on Tuesday. League leaders Mainz are playing quite effective stopouts Cologne. Got a 0-0 draw against Bayern Munich, as tentatively predicted on the last week's preview podcast. Can Mainz keep up the good work? They're at home, but they will be facing a resolute, I'm sure, Cologne side. So we'll see how they fare then. The televised game here in the UK on ESPN is Hoffenheim versus Bayern Munich. Hoffenheim second, having dropped points at the weekend. Bayern Munich only one win in four, so Louis van Gaal will be looking for some kind of response from them. We shall see. Hannover play Werder Bremen. Werder Bremen were awful by their own admission. Thomas Schaaf said he'd never seen them so bad against Mainz at the weekend. Klaus Allofs, the Werder Bremen general manager, said that they were, quote, too bad to be true, which is pretty bad, isn't it? Hannover lost to Wolfsburg, so looking for a response from them. Leverkusen may well have lost Helmes and Kiesling, I don't know how long for. They're playing Frankfurt, but losing those two strikers is a bad thing for them. Dortmund, well, what a fantastic win for Dortmund against Schalke. They've now got to follow it up with a difficult game against Kaiserslautern, who are really adapting well into the Bundesliga after an enforced absence, aren't they? Speaking of Wolfsburg, because we were just a few seconds ago, they're going to Hamburg. That should be a tasty fixture. Both teams in relatively good nick. Hamburg disappointed to have got the draw when on reflection against Sampoli. I know it's a derby game, but really it's a game they would have normally expected to have won. Speaking of Sampoli, they're going to Gladbach. And how many goals are Gladbach going to concede this week? 8? 9? Who knows? Freiburg, who are third in the table at the time of writing, something like that. They are fourth in the table at the time of writing, of speaking. They will be playing Schalke. And Schalke are, well, according to Bild, they're in crisis. I'm not so sure. I'm not so sure that they are. I know Magath's in trouble, but he kind of, you know, he's on the board, he's general manager of the club. I don't know whether or not he's under that much pressure. He did a fantastic job last year. And who else is there to replace him, is all I would say. You know, you couldn't have a more qualified coach to coach Schalke at the moment. And besides, he got them into this mess, so he can get them out of it. And finally, Stuttgart, or seven-goal Stuttgart, are on their way to Nuremberg, who are proving to be tough nuts, the league's tough nuts. Will Stuttgart be able to crack them? There's only one way to find out, and that's to watch it, if you can, or to check back with the Bundesbag in a couple of days' time, where a full blog post will be published. Probably, I say a couple of days, more like 5 days. In the meantime, I hope you enjoy the midweek Bundesliga action, and have a lovely week, and see you anon. Ta-ra! Catch the latest Bundesliga blog posts on www.footballfairground.com. Follow the Bundesbag on Twitter at twitter.com/Bundesbag.